Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This spring, the city of Lowell, Massachusetts is celebrating the 100th birthday of one of its most famous residents, the writer Jack Kerouac. Kerouac's novel, On the Road, was published in 1957 and inspired generations of Americans. When he died in 1969 at the age of 47, Kerouac left behind thousands of pages of unpublished work. One of those works was The Haunted Life, a novella he wrote in 1944. When it was published in March 2014, longtime Here and Now producer Alex Ashlock went to Kerouac's hometown to find out more.
Jack Kerouac was born in Lowell, Massachusetts, an old New England mill town on the banks of the Merrimack River. The town serves as the backdrop for much of his writing, including The Haunted Life, which Kerouac started when he was 22 years old.
I'm guessing it's around 1940 in Lowell when The Haunted Life takes place. People were struggling in Lowell.
They were struggling with the aftermath of the Great Depression and the approach of World War II. That's Todd Teachin. He's an assistant professor of English at the University of Massachusetts. He edited The Haunted Life. It's a story set in Galloway, which is really a fictionalized Lowell. The main character in the story is Peter Martin. He's a young college student and a track star. He's back home for the summer.
He seems to be split between, I suppose, the expectations that his father and other people in the community have of him in terms of being some sort of successful athlete and using his athleticism as an opportunity for greater things, whereas at the same time he seems to have artistic ambition and he spends much of his time not only writing poetry but talking about literature and art and music. That seems to be his passion.
Peter's buddies in the novella, Garabed Torian and Dick Sheffield, are based on two of Kerouac's real-life friends in Lowell, Sebastian Sampas and Billy Chandler. Sebastian and Billy were both killed in World War II. And Todd Teachin says this early work that's so clearly devoted to them strikes a theme Kerouac would return to in the rest of his writing.
I've come to see Kerouac's work as, in many ways, this epic cycle of memorialization. And I think that the title, The Haunted Life, refers particularly to the death of Sebastian and Billy and being haunted.
The characters in The Haunted Life can see World War II coming. Here's a scene in the book, Peter and Garabed walking on a warm summer night, talking about the possibility they might have to fight.
At some point, Peter says, "If we get into it, look out. I mean, goodbye, Garabed. Goodbye, Peter." Garabed leaned back and clasped his knees. "Maybe," grinned Peter, "if we listen and be quiet, we can hear the guns." They were silent. The train, miles away, wailed a long, dim cry. "Same old sleepy America," went on Peter. "Look at that self-same old river. Do you remember when we first dared to swim all the way across? Years ago. I think we were in grammar school. But I was always a better swimmer than you." Garabed was sifting sand through his fingers. "A wind is rising," he said, "and the rivers flow, remember? From Wolf." "Yes, I'll remember, I'll remember." The train was only a mile away. They could hear the rails back of the bushes sing with the oncoming roar. And the oncoming roar evidently is the war coming.
Todd Teachin says Kerouac intended to tell the story of World War II through the eyes of Peter Martin's family, and Kerouac knew it would be a sad book.
I think that one of the reasons that he becomes so drawn to Eastern philosophy and its notions of impermanence and transience might be related ultimately to, well, the death of his brother when he was four, and then the death of so many friends during World War II, which led him to be quite haunted by his own mortality. And I think that writing for him became a way to try to preserve some sense of a self and some sense of the world and the people that he encountered, knowing quite well that we're all passing through, in a sense.
There's still snow on the ground in Edson Cemetery where Jack Kerouac is buried. People place things around his gravestone. Scraps of paper, beer bottles, packs of cigarettes. Kerouac's parents were French-Canadian, and carved into the gravestone, the affectionate nickname, Little John. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.
March 12th would have been Jack Kerouac's 100th birthday.